How to dream, cowboys.
Welcome back. It's your HBO boys. We're continuing our recap and review of Zack Snyder's The Justice League. And today it is the third hour. I think, parts 4 and 5, maybe. I'm James, and that was Ryan.
Hi, I'm Ryan. Yes, this is Zack Snyder's Jazzercise League. We're all going to get a cool sweat happening today while watching the third hour. And let me say, I watched the first 2 hours straight, and then I recently, today, watched the third hour.
Not very good.
No, but also I opened it up and I was like, oh, this fucking box. It's a box. Why, dude? It's just so unfortunate. I mean, they're obviously, we're going to get into it. And by the way, I wrote my notes today, James, you know, under the pretense that we're going to be doing a lot of scene work. So if we're not going to be, then I'll be one, wholly disappointed. And there is no two. Just go back to one. See one.
I've wasted a lot of time.
Apparently,
a lot of the stuff that Joss Whedon cut out that got put back in is about 45 minutes of resurrecting Superman. And apparently somebody at Warner Brothers or Joss Whedon looked at that and was like, we all know he's coming back. He's on the poster. They teased it at the end of the last movie. Does the audience want to see 45 minutes of drama about will Superman come back when they all know that he will? Is this necessary?
I think the answer to that is a solid, oh no, thank you. But I will say the one part in the middle where they just show you a possible second future where Wonder Woman is dead and everyone is dead and Darkseid shows up and he's like, sod it. And the world is just a wasteland full of lava. That was, I was okay with. But I mean, as we come into the third hour, we are within a fight, right? It's that Steppenwolf fight that I basically have watched now like 4 separate times. And it's a fight where nothing really happens except for at the end, they get saved by Aquaman because it had to do with water. It reminded me so much of like the beginning of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Like, oh, Sam can't be helpful unless we're flying. It needs to be air shit for him to do anything. Like, yeah, it needs to be water shit for Aquaman to be at all helpful.
Before we get into it, guys, we do have a Patreon if you want to hear bonus content. We just recorded a bonus episode on the Amazon show Invincible. You can hear that at patreon.com/HBOboys, as well as a bunch of other bonus content, as well as access to our patrons-only Discord chat, and you'll get your name shouted out by Ryan in the credits of each episode.
Yeah, I try to rap god them, so a lot of value there. Also is HBOBOIZ, patreon.com/whatijustspelledout. We spell it weird, make it as hard as possible for people to find. Please go do that. $1 a month.
The third hour begins with the trio of heroes who have gotten together so far. Flash, Wonder Woman, Batman. They go to visit Commissioner Gordon, who again, as we mentioned, is being played by J.K. Simmons, who's really good and invincible, and he's, you know, a serviceable Gordon as well.
Sure. Yeah, I believe we made the point last time that he can't keep getting away with it. He plays
everything.
Yeah, every single solitary character, and it's unreasonable at this point.
He tells them about how snatchers are snatching up the people, and the snatchers are coming from the dark place, and it's scientists this time.
Sure. Snatchers be snatching.
And then he's like, I can't believe there are 3 superheroes. And Cyborg says, no, actually, there are 4 superheroes. And they're like, oh, hey, Cyborg, you're joining the Justice League. Great.
You did it. You seem very powerful, which is good because the spectrum of powers and just the amount of power creep within this particular Justice League is mind bending. So we're glad that you're here.
Gordon tells them that the scientists are on Stryker's Island, which I guess is a condemned prison off the coast of Gotham Harbor. I'm sure this is an important place to the comics. Doesn't mean anything to me. And then Gordon, looking off into the distance, is like, I sure hope you guys can do Justice League. And then when he turns around, oh my god, the heroes are gone. But it's a joke, because Flash is still there. And he's like, oh, I guess they left really fast. I should have left fast too, as I am the fastest. But okay, bye.
Yeah, this gag is over now. It was over a decade ago. We're done with it. Please let this thing die.
Right. Eventually they have to do the gag where, like, he looks over, says something, looks back, and then Batman is still there, and he's like, oh, I thought, a little awkward, I thought you would have left. That's what I want to say.
Right, like my dad. Like, your dad is in jail, and he just got recast, so he literally left. Get off my back about this, Barry.
So they go to Stryker's Island. There's a lot of smelling in this movie. Wonder Woman's like, I smell bad guys.
Well, I mean, in my perfect world, okay, my perfect superhero is a dog that smells crime, as is, I think, it would be everybody's favorite superhero.
Yeah, let's do a dark, gritty reboot of The 100 Good Deeds of Eddie McDowell.
Oh, my God.
Starring Ryan. There's no reason Ryan couldn't be the voice of the dog.
It's me. Here's my audition. Ruff, ruff. I smell crime. Scene.
Steppenwolf is torturing the scientists, and again, good. More smell dialogue.
A lot of
He's
smells.
Like, I smell my mother's box on you, Dr.
Gross.
Stone.
Gross. So gross. How did that line get through? How did everybody read that and go, that's good and I like it?
The heroes move in to save the day, but they're not working as a team, okay? They should be a team and teamwork, but they're not. And so they're all kind of doing their own thing. And the power scaling in DC, just before we get into how this resolves, is really dumb. Because, like, we saw in the Flash intro scene that he can more or less stop time. And so if he just used the Speed Force and took Wonder Woman's sword, you'd think he could solo all the bad guys and save all the hostages in a literal blink of the eye, but he just doesn't, for whatever reason.
No.
Like, if he could do the hot dog cart shit, he could resolve this situation as well.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense narratively in this moment for Mr. Snyder.
Right, I know that's a nitpick. It's like the Eagles and Lord of the Rings.
No, it's
not. But I am thinking about it.
I wouldn't call it a nitpick. It's just like something that is very obvious and they just say are asking the audience to look past. It's the reason why Superman is dead for most of this movie, because the entire problem of DC is just like, oh my gosh, you know, because Superman could just fly around, right, and make the time go backwards. Why didn't he just do that? There are a million why didn't Superman just do that moments in everything Superman is ever in, because he's all powerful, which is why it's boring as fuck.
Right, and as soon as you bring Superman back to life, well, the Flash is now completely retired.
Yes.
It's like, oh, cool, Flash, I have your power, and then I have several of them.
He has all of the powers. The basic only thing he can't do is hack as good as Cyborg, but, like,
he would never need
to. Do we need it? Do we need the hacking when I have the laser eyes?
Alfred is also, like, a part of this. He brings in the Nightcrawler, which is a big... I didn't get a great look at it. What is this thing exactly?
It is like a crab, but it's a car.
Okay. It's a crab car.
It's a crab car.
But I think it gets fucked in the fight, and this is the one time they use it.
Yeah, I mean, they use it as a, hey, look, Cyborg can hack into the crab car and make it turn over and then start shooting Steppenwolf, but it doesn't matter because his armor is dope.
The Flash is trying to rescue the hostages, but he's doing it, like, in normal speed. He's just, like, zooming up and down the fire escape, letting the scientists climb up at their own leisure and being like, come on, you can do it. Keep stepping,
Wolf. Yeah, he's just being a very nice guy and giving the bad guys a chance. You gotta respect it.
And there's a moment where, after Flash saves all the hostages, he's trying to, like, protect them from incoming damage, and something falls from the ceiling and is gonna crush the dudes, and he's like, oh no, but then Cyborg blasts it away. And I was thinking, like, how does Cyborg have better reaction time than the Flash? Like, what sense does this shit make?
I don't know how many more times in this hour you're going to ask a question like this, but I will be starting to give this exact canned response, which is, yeah, it don't make no sense.
This fight actually has a lot of back and forth, which I did like. Like, it seems like the heroes have the upper hand, and then the bad guys have the upper hand at various moments. Cyborg and his dad, like, briefly reconcile. He's like, I didn't think you'd come to rescue me. He's like, I did it because you're my dad, and I'm over being angry now. And then they nearly corner Steppenwolf, but it's like, right, I can just teleport. That was always an option. Okay, bye.
And then the stupid water thing happens because Steppenwolf catches a missile midair and then takes out the tunnel that they're in, and the stupid Aquaman is here and look, I have water powers thing happens that I mentioned minutes ago.
Yes, the tunnel will collapse and the water is coming at them at a high rate of speed. And Flash is looking around going, oh my god, that water is coming so fast. We're all dead. But Aquaman jumps in to save them because he can control the water.
Yeah, don't make no sense.
Back at his base in Chernobyl, Steppenwolf gets a message from the mother box, and it tells him that the anti-life equation is on Earth. And this is another thing which makes no goddamn sense. But we'll get into that because there's a short scene. Next, the heroes are talking about how Steppenwolf has two boxes. But he may already have the third for all we know. And Cyborg says, no, I have the third box. And they say, that's good. And that's all that happens in that scene.
Yeah, we're glad that you have it and the bad guy doesn't. We feel as though if the bad guy did, we'd all have had it exploded by this point, but we were still questioning it outwardly, which it doesn't make no sense.
For the next scene, interior, nice. Chernobyl base.
Oh, yes, I'm here for this, baby.
Steppenwolf rings up Desaad on the phone. So this time I'll be Desaad and you be Steppenwolf, okay?
Okay.
And action. Hey, Steppenwolf, returning to our previous conversation, did you get third box or what?
Now, crazy you bring that up. And I assumed you would. Because it is, I get it, the most important thing about what I'm doing here. But we will circle back. Let's put a pin in it, okay? I'll send you a quick email when I get it. Not so much yet, but listen, Darkseid has been looking for the anti-life equation, okay? Which is a terrible name for something. But put that aside. This is where Daddy lost, and Daddy should come back here.
Oh my gosh. Truly? You really, for real?
Yeah.
Okay, well, geez, all right, let me put your dad on the phone.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Oh, you found the anti-life equation. It was in the same spot as the mother boxes, which should have been obvious to me since I lost all four of those things at the same time on the same day.
Mm.
But I couldn't find them, and I also did not even recall that they should be in the same spot. Excellent work.
This is a better version of me having to take over 50,000 worlds. Am I right? Am I right? Anyway, I'm going to find that third box. I'll take over the world. Then you come down here and you take all the credit. Does that sound good?
Yeah, you don't need me for this. Just do what I had planned to do, but then got my ass kicked in the past. And once you do it, I'll come and we will throw you a party.
Oh, perfect. Hey, just like one more thing before you go. Anti-life. We're going to stick with that. That's the name we're going to go right. with it.
You know, there's a word for that already.
Yeah, death is the anti... So anti-life, though, that's what we're going to go with?
Yeah, anti-life equation. It's an equation, and it's basically just a tattoo on the surface of the Earth somewhere.
Right. Yes, I know. It does look like a lower back tattoo. That is a good point. Well, anyway, it's been great talking to you, Dad.
Then, in the Batcave...
Yeah,
that Cyborg talks to machines the same way that Aquaman talks to fish. He's like, yeah, the helicopter is telling me it's broken.
Okay. Like, you're having a one-on-one with the fucking helicopter? We don't care.
Aquaman says something really stupid here. He's like, oh, why do you have the box, Cyborg? I bet it's because you're working with Steppenwolf. And it's like, dude, if I were, would I be here? Would I not just bring the box to him?
Yeah, and it just kind of forces Victor to do the box backstory.
Yeah, we get the backstory of the box.
Just awful, dude. So terrible.
So, yeah, the box was... It's the same backstory as the Tesseract. Don't worry about it.
Exactly, and yeah. If you've seen any of the movies that are in the Marvel Universe, you'll fucking get it.
There is one sequence where we see Dr. Stone putting Cyborg back together with the box, which was kind of scary, actually. Kind of fucked up and weird.
Yeah, and it's reminiscent of the Captain Marvel getting Infinity Stone and getting her powers.
Have you ever seen, Ryan, the not very good 2014 remake of RoboCop?
I have not.
There is exactly one good scene in that movie, which this sequence with Cyborg reminded me of, and it's only about a minute or two long. I think you should both watch it right here and then later put the audio in, because it's a very good scene here. So yeah, just tell me when you're going to play. I'll play it at the same time.
Okay.
Kim?
Is that Gary Oldman?
Oh, yeah.
And Joel Kinnaman. Oh, no. Oh, no, his body is coming apart.
Holy Christ. Holy Christ. Holy Christ, there's nothing left.
Yeah.
Your body may have gone, but you're still here.
Kinda. Not really. Eek City. His brain looks bad.
It's not even my brain.
PG-13, man.
We had to repair the damaged areas.
He had one hand, though.
With your emotion or your intellect. You understand me, Alex. You're in control.
I'm in control?
Yes.
Okay.
This is upsetting.
If I'm in control, then I want to die.
I don't want to look at lungs.
Yeah. That's the best line in the whole movie anyway. If I'm in control, then I want to die. That's a terrible movie, but that one scene is pretty harrowing.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I just love, like, oh my God, there's nothing left. The doctor's like, no, come on.
You're cool. You're fine.
So anyway, he tells them the stupid backstory of the box, and they also talk about how, like, the mother boxes aren't in themselves evil. They're not just for destroying planets. You could do that with them if you wanted to, but really they're agents of change, and you could use them for good or bad, all right? Mother boxes don't kill planets. People do.
People kill planets. Yeah. So their point of all of this is, oh, hey, we could probably resurrect Superman with this. Let's do that.
Right, and Einstein, and Isaac Newton, and Mozart.
Really, anybody, yeah.
By General Zod, yeah. Why not?
Let's all do it, but first Superman, probably, right?
And then, interior, Lois Lane's apartment.
Oh, my God.
In the afternoon. She gets a knock on the door. It's Martha Kent. And I don't know, Ryan, who do you want to be? I'm happy with either.
Oh, I will be Lois. Oh my God, Martha, the fuck? Why are you here?
They called me to the Daily Planet to clean out Clark's office, and so I grabbed all his shit. Also, the bank foreclosed on the farm because we didn't have any income.
Oh, bitch! Why didn't you bring that up? Your child is literally Superman. Like, you should have talked to him about that. I'm sure he would have helped you. He just let his childhood home and your home go away. I in this actual scene am not saying any of this. I'm just like broken and sad.
Right. And I didn't say this either, but I should really consider just writing a tell-all memoir about being the mother of
Superman. Oh my God.
And make $100 million.
So many monies. So many monies. Anyway, what do you want?
Well, I'm worried about you. I heard that you're not going to work and you just walk around the city all day handing coffee to police officers.
I'm spitting in it. Does that count? Does that matter to you?
But I understand why you're sad, because I'm also sad, because we actually knew him and nobody else knew him, but they act like they do. They're a bunch of posers.
Yeah, I know. What do you want me to do about it, though? I mean, like, I'm not just going to stop being a sad girl.
It's time for you to move on, Lois.
No.
This is the perfect narrative part in the story to tell you to get over Superman's death.
No.
It definitely will not be contradicted in 30 minutes.
No. Okay, fine. Anyway, thanks for stopping by. Go outside of my door now.
Okay, I am outside the door, and now I'm a green monster, and now I'm also an army dude from Man of Steel.
Oh, Martha, no, you forgot your coat. Oh, what the fuck?
And the world needs you too, Lois Lane, for some reason.
Yeah, Martha turns into fucking Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, that was stupid. And then also turns into the army dude from Man of Steel? Was he always Martian Manhunter?
I believe so.
Okay. This is dumb and weird. I don't know. They had like a scene that was a bit emotionally effective, and then they're like, actually, it wasn't even Martha. It was alien Green Man. And so did Martha actually lose the farm? Did she actually come to Metropolis? Was any of this
Where is Martha? Is she dead? Also, this is the same that it makes me feel every time a Skrull scene happens. in Marvel, mm-hmm. which is, I feel like it's cheap and I hate it.
We now begin about 40 minutes of Superman resurrecting, and it just goes on forever. So back at the Batcave, the cyborg, can you really use the mother box to resurrect Superman? Yeah, probably. And Aquaman's like, but I mean, what'll even, we'll all just die anyway. I gotta say, Aquaman, terrible attitude.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just real negative downer on everything.
Not a team player. And also about as useful on land as Batman is, so, like, shut up.
Someone brings up the point that, well, the Mother Boxes must have known that Superman would have defeated Darkseid. Otherwise, they would have called out to Steppenwolf when Superman was alive. But Superman was only on Earth for, like, 30-some-odd years, and the battle with the Old Gods happened, like, an epoch ago, so what? What was it waiting for?
It don't make no sense. I just skipped over that part mentally. I was like, ah, blah, 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 whatever.
Chapter 5, All the King's Horses. This is no doubt quoting Humpty Dumpty, really getting into the weeds of our classic literature references.
Well, I mean, it's a wonderful story, James, of a dump that falls down, breaks into a million jillion pieces as eggs do, and then is slowly but surely put back together, like every character in this story needs to have happen to them, because their guy with the S is dead.
At some graveyard, I don't know where it's in Metropolis, probably, Cyborg and the Flash are grave-robbing Superman's coffin, while Aquaman and Wonder Woman basically introduce themselves. They have a conversation. It's like, our people hate each other, but you're not so different, you and I. And then there's a throwaway line where the Flash says he's horny for Wonder Woman, which was great.
Yeah, and Cyborg is like, listen, Flash makes the point, like, am I too young for her? Cyborg is like, she's 5,000 years old. Everybody is too young for her, which is fine. Then, that line is fine, but just, right. Yeah, just keep on moving.
Interior, Batcave. Batman is preparing for the big resurrection, and Alfred brings him some tea. And some, Ryan, you be Batman, and I'll be Alfred.
Okay.
Master Wayne?
Yeah.
You've done it. You put your team together, and you made the Justice League.
I'm doing Michael Caine.
Yes, Alfred, I picked up on that. I don't know if anyone else did, but I did. Yeah, I'm Ben Affleck, and I did put the team together.
I'm filming this.
Yeah. What are your feelings about it, or whatever?
Master Wayne, this is crazy. Can't bring a person back from the dead. You don't know the Pandora's box you're opening.
I mean, I'm using literal boxes that, while not Pandora's boxes, they're close enough. And I've got to bring back Superman from the dead, because if I don't, we'll all die. What do you want from me, Alfred?
I'm going to use a very forced metaphor and say that you shouldn't wave that red cape at that specific bowl. That's not an expression people say. I'm saying it now, though.
Alfred, I'm operating on faith, not reason.
And he also says, like, this red cape charges back. And I'm like, that was a terrible line.
A bull in a Superman chop.
So more or less, the plan is to take Superman's corpse and the Mother Box into Zod's ship and do this there. Because Zod's ship, or is it Superman's ship? One of the Kryptonian ships is the one where where as I mentioned earlier, Lex Luthor spooched all over Zod and turned him into a monster. Mm-hmm. So they're going to use that same system to resurrect Superman. That's the plan.
Listen, I want to skip this part. They do it, and Superman gets resurrected.
Well, I want to say,
oh God,
yeah, they do it. But I thought, based on how these scenes were presented, that Dr. Stone was like their man on the inside, but then it turns out like he wasn't, and he was surprised to see them. That was very clumsily expressed, and it to me, it looked as though they had shot two versions of it, where he did know they were coming, and one where he didn't, and they just used all the footage.
Yeah, they just kitchen sinked it, and they were, and someone was like, Zach, that doesn't make any sense, and he was like, shut up, I am in the middle of directing Army of the Dead with David Bautista. I know what I'm talking about.
So in order to turn on the Mother Box, they need 1.21 gigawatts.
Exactly.
And the Flash can get there, but he needs to run at 88 miles an hour. And And we see in between this that Lois is like still bringing coffee to every cop in the city. It's just all what all she spent her whole day.
Yeah, it's how we know that she's getting better and it's all she does. And this is the part where, you know, before the mother boxes are successful and actually do resurrect Superman, we see an alternative future reality where everyone's fucking
Cyborg sees the whole Snyderverse, basically. Yeah. And we see of the version where Superman goes evil, which is these are like the plot of the two or three Justice League sequels that Zack Snyder had planned that I pray to God never get made.
I don't know. With the amount of hashtags out in the world right now on every goddamn thing DC puts up. Yeah. I mean, I think it's up to him, right? If he says yes, it will happen. If he says no, it probably won't happen, and I hope it doesn't.
So it works. They resurrect Superman, but I mean, in the process of doing so, for some reason, it causes an explosion which shoots the mother box into the sky, and the mother box also like signals to Steppenwolf or something, but it coincidentally it lands right next to Dr. Stone, and Superman is back and Lois sees him and she is happy, but Superman is not happy. He's fucking pissed.
He forgets everything, and the Justice League lands in front of him, and Victor's arm is like, oh no, Superman is a threat. Let's shoot at him. And then Superman is like, oh, bitch, please.
Superman beats their candy asses like it's nothing.
Nothing.
And he's also as fast as the Flash, and so the Flash completely redundant now.
Absolutely. In fact, the Flash, all he does is just hurt Aquaman. He just hits him.
Then Superman turns his ire on the innocent civilians who are watching the fight, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, Zack Snyder. Like, you either hate Superman, or you're like, you just do not get why children like him.
His entire like character.
Trying to kill these civilians. And Batman goes to stop him. Or no, he sees Batman. Superman sees Batman. And he's like, oh, motherfucker, you're done. And then Wonder Woman gets between them. But again, even she, I always thought in the comics that like her power was comparable to Superman's. No. Dealt with immediately.
No, in the comic books, Aquaman's power is almost comparable to Superman's. But it seems as though in the movie, it's just not even close. Which makes it worse.
And then he corners Batman, and he's about to kill him. And I really wanted Batman to be like, oh, no, come on, buddy. Remember the Martha thing?
Yeah. And also, the way Ben Affleck is looking at Clark Kent at that moment, it was just like a little kid who was like, oh, I'm going to die.
But before he kills Batman, Lois intercedes. And he sees Lois. And then his face softens, and they fly off together. And I was like, Zack Snyder has 100% butchered this version of Superman. So the only thing keeping Superman from becoming a homicidal maniac is his emotional connection to Lois, which is just, that is not Superman.
No.
It's like, oh yeah, if it were not for my girlfriend, I would be Omni-Manning everyone at all times.
I mean, this is the same Superman who, in Man of Steel, let an entire city crumble, millions and millions of people die, instead of killing Zod faster, which he, at the end, proved he could do very quickly to save four people in a fucking train station. So, yeah, Zack Snyder has, he either doesn't, as you said, understand Superman as a character at all, or just kind of hates him. But the point of it all is that Superman and an Amy Adams Lois Lane, who always looks like she's on the verge of crying 100% of the time, fly the fuck away, while the Justice League are like, wow, good thing we have him back, although he does need to come correct eventually and like actually like us, but without him, we are nothing and this movie is nothing. And then with him, while he doesn't remember anything, it's still kind of the same thing. I hope he comes back.
And it also makes me think that like Zack Snyder is a little bit insane. It's this whole kind of like Randian objectivist point of view, where maybe Zack Snyder thinks like, well, if it weren't for the good parts in my life, yeah, I would just go around murdering people, right?
You might be projecting a little there, but maybe.
Steppenwolf comes for the last box, and Dr. Stone has some kind of bright idea, and Cyborg goes over to try to protect him. And here's something pretty dumb that
this.
Happens.
I hate this. Here's so fucking much. This part was the worst part of the hour three, and it is so fucking bad. I hate this.
So Star Labs is also building a super duper laser. And
whatever.
He puts the mother box in front of the laser, and then he doesn't get out of the room with the laser to turn it on. He stays in the room with the laser to turn it on. And so He points the laser at the box, he turns it on. The laser does not seem to affect the box, but it does fucking kill Dr. Stone. And it did not seem like he was in such a rush that he had no time to prepare the non-lethal version of this. Like, he was standing there waiting for them to arrive to be like, watch this, suckers. So, I don't know. Maybe he had other things going on in his life, and that's why he was so suicidal.
But yeah.
This was really dumb.
No, it was so awful. They just obviously needed him to die. This is the way they chose to do it. It was really bad.
Consider the stakes raised.
Right, and like, the explanation afterwards given by a Batman and a verklempt cyborg is that he superheated the cube so they can find where it is and go take the fight, right. And he knew what he was doing all along. Thank God your right. father did this. He
sacrificed himself to make the box very, very hot, and now they will find it.
So, God.
I don't know, if you could use Batman's satellites to find a very hot box.
He has 6 satellites.
Could you also not use like a hot box? Could you not also
Mother's
find
box.
Like, oh, according to the Google Maps here, it looks like Chernobyl got turned into a freaky alien fortress. Maybe that's worth checking
right.
out.
Right. Like, a lot of parts of this movie I rag on and say are bad. But honestly, like, in the whole Snyderverse, it has no foundation. Right, like, the reasons it is bad a lot of the time are at a 30,000-foot level and are problems with DC or problems with Zack Snyder throwing everything at it and just saying, keep it all. So it's hubris and also narrative problems the entirety of DC has that they just can't get away from. There aren't a lot of scenes that are just like, I was watching Mortal Kombat and I got to the end of a scene. I was like, okay, when's the fighting going to happen? Because that was fucking terrible. That's how I felt at the end of this Silas is dead and the box is hot now scene. Really?
Yeah, as they're talking about how hot the box is, and it's incredibly hot, Aquaman basically just gives up. He's like, yeah, we're all fucked. We're all dead because we can't beat Steppenwolf. I know this without trying that we're going to lose. And that also, I know that Superman is probably like we pet cemeteried him and now he's like evil and crazy and he's not going to help us.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Aquaman, you're just talking out of your ass, yeah. man. You don't know any of this to be true for a
while. Has a terrible dude.
And that's the end of hour 3. The worst hour so far for me. This was rough, dude. Like, again, this was not just Zack Snyder's kitchen sink. He could have done anything with this. He had full creative control. He could have fixed anything. And instead, like, he put in more problems. He kind of fixed some of the stuff that Joss Whedon fucked up. But then this 45-minute resurrecting Superman thing was like one of the things that Joss Whedon did better. Where he's like, we all know he's coming back. He's on the fucking poster. We teased at the end of the last movie. Let's just bring him back in 15 minutes so we can get back to the action.
Yeah. And, you know, as hour 3 fades away and Clark stands in a field of corn in Kansas, and then they take the very bold maneuver of, you know, hours 4 through 114 of the Snyderverse or the Snyder Cut is just Smallville, WV Smallville. They play the entirety of it as like a flashback and then go back to him, which I thought was a big swing.
Isn't Smallville getting like a sequel or like,
I don't
like
Lois fucking, and Superman? I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, it's a series about like after they have a kid or they're married or whatever. Married life, when you're married to Superman. Are you or anyone you know going to watch that?
Hell to the no.
No, for sure. But for some reason, there is a big following for these like CW DC superhero shows targeted towards women, which is interesting. Superhero TV shows on the CW for women pull really good numbers. And that includes The Green Arrow and The Flash and this show and Batwoman. And I don't know anybody who watches them, but apparently there is a demographic of older women who make these shows like really profitable.
What's that show about the Scottish guy who's hot and the lady?
Outlander.
Outlander. I have nothing else to say. I've just thought to myself, like, that is the genre that they're going for. Like, hey, look at this hot guy. Isn't he attractive? Moving on. Which, to be fair, there is a lot of entertainment on the other side of that aisle, right? Like, look at this hot girl. Do you need anything else? No? Perfect. You've had this on mute the entire time? Okay.
Right. And do you remember that episode in Battlestar Galactica where, like, I think his name is as Gaius, the kind of brilliant scientist, develops that test to see, like, who's a Cylon and who isn't, and they make everyone take the test?
Yep.
But then at the episode, you find out that the test doesn't even do anything. It doesn't work at all.
Yes, right. Yep.
I like that one.
Okay. That was it?
That's
okay,
it.
You just brought up a random... Hey, could you, for the rest of time, no matter what podcast we're doing, just bring up a random episode of BSG and be like, I do like that one. Oh, good. Cool. Can you go back to telling us what Lyra's doing?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't prepare a reading series or anything. I don't know. I just wanted to get through this 3 hours, because God,
it was a goddamn slog.
The beginning was okay. The action scene was okay. It didn't make a lot of sense, but I was engaged. The bringing back Superman shit was a disaster. It brings the movie to a screeching halt. We completely glossed over that, like, actually the Flash needs to, like, move at the speed of light and touch the box the exact minute it hits the amniotic sac water or whatever. That was important. And he moved time back a little bit. And I think that is important for the end of the movie, but we didn't talk about it. It doesn't matter, I guess.
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, listen, if you're still here listening to hour three, which I will argue, as you did, was probably the worst hour.
For some reason, these ones pull the best numbers.
A lot more people are listening to Justice League than they did Falcon of the Winter Soldier.
And assalamu alaikum to all of our listeners in Beirut, which apparently there are.
I've been saying to my girlfriend all week, and I was like, okay, you're talking to the host of the 79th biggest podcast in Beirut, Lebanon. So you can start to treat me with the respect that I deserve.
Yeah, I don't know if there's just like a bot farm in Beirut that is accidentally like stuck on our SoundCloud page, or if the Lebanese just have excellent taste in podcasts.
Little bit of column A, little bit of column B.
Well, yeah, we should say to our Lebanese fans, tell us what is the best Arabic language movie, and we'll watch it for the show. I've actually never seen one. Yeah, let us know. We will recap and review whatever is the best Arabic language movie for you, our hundreds of Lebanese fans.
You did not run this by me, but I'm in, I suppose.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to go the extra mile, follow us on social media. He's at Westbrook Ryan. I'm at James Watches Men. We also have a Facebook page. You can check that out as well. You could underwrite the show by sending us $1 or more a month on patreon.com/HBOboys, which entitles you to bonus content, including Ryan shouting your name out at the end of each episode.
That's what I'm doing right now. Jamie Lochner, Anthony Wells, Harbo Greg, David Lowen Podcast, James Watch My Dog, Any of the Unstoppable, Chris Wood, Brent Good, Dalo Westworld, Craig, John Jurz, Major Woody, and Carolyn Dreyes. Thank you for the money that you guys sent.
Nah, you got to do that again.
Why?
James Watch My Dog?
Yeah. Woof woof, baby.
Yeah.